than 90 miles an hour from 6 o'clock this evening. There could be damage to buildings, power cuts, danger to life, large waves on the coast. Jerry Dyer from Big Jet TV says there might be problems at airports too.
Multiple go-arounds, you're dealing with aircraft that have to potentially divert. There's all sorts of disruption with the airport that they're coming into, but also for other airports that they have to divert to as well.
A murder investigation is underway after a teenager was stabbed in Birmingham. The 17-year-old was wounded in the city centre yesterday and died in hospital. South Yorkshire police have launched an investigation into allegations of racist abuse towards a Coventry player during their game at Sheffield Wednesday. Separately, the AC Milan goalkeeper has also complained he was targeted during his match in Italy. Palestinian officials claim the number of deaths in Gaza after more than 3 months between Israel and Hamas has risen to 25,000. Meanwhile, the defence secretary says recent comments from the Israeli prime minister rejecting a two-state solution are disappointing. Benjamin Netanyahu's long been against it. Former US ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton strongly backs Israel.
I think a lot of Americans would support Netanyahu's position on the two-state solution, but regardless of how popular it is, the reality on the ground is the two-state solution is dead. Something has to be done for the Palestinians.
More than one in 22 people in England have a disabled parking badge. That's 4.6% of the population, up from 4.1% during the coronavirus pandemic. In sports, bottom side Sheffield United just kicking off this afternoon's Premier League action at into West Ham. And Celtic get their Scottish Cup defence underway with the visit of Bucky Thistle from the Highland League. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Go.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello everyone. Vicky Michelle here with some more Vic Fix on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm delighted to say Tony Smith has stayed on after his fabulous show to twiddle the flashing knobs for me this week.
I'm all right.
Fabulous to see you, Tony. How are you?
I'm lovely, thank you. Lovely to see you. Happy New Year.
Lovely to see you, darling. And I've been really looking forward to today's show with you because I thought I'd dedicate this first song to you because you're so brilliant at your show. This is for you, smooth operator, Sade.
Let's go.
Operator Jardé, 1984, written by Jardé and Ray St. John, and I'm playing it for Jardé, whose birthday was on the 16th of January. She was born in Nigeria, but guess where she was brought up, Tom?
Essex.
Correct.
Essex girl.
Essex girl. That's why she's so talented.
Great vocals. It's great voice, isn't it?
We were just discussing off air how I like one of my favourite singers and how talented she is, but also very shy.
Yeah, very distinctive songs, aren't they?
She was a fashion designer and model before becoming a singer. And she designed some of Spandau Ballet's costumes for their first US tour.
Oh, wow.
And her contributions to music have made her a global figure in pop culture for over 30 years, earning her an OBE in 2002 and a CBE in 2017 for services to music. That's
amazing.
It is amazing. But she claims to be shy. I think she is, because she doesn't like being interviewed.
Shy Sade. It's a tongue twister. I'm surprised I
said it. I was talking about tongue twisters as well when I was doing Panto, because I had lots of rhyming couplets and they were real tongue twisters. Shy Sade.
Seashells.
On the seashore. We won't go there on that one. Okay, let's play Love of the Common People, Paul Young.
On free food tickets, ordering the milk from a hole in the roof. The rain came through. What can you do? Dear, your little sister, I'm because she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. But you know she'll get by. She's living in the love of the common people, smiles from the heart of a family man, and he's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Gonna love it just as much as she can, and she can. It's a good thing you don't have a spare. People fall through the hole in your pocket and you lose it in the snow on the ground. You gotta walk in the town to find a job, try to keep your hands warm. In the hole in your shoe, let the snow come through until you're to the bone. Somehow you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can, and she can. Dream ain't easy, but the closer the knit, the tighter the fit, and the chills stay away. Just to take them in stride for family pride. You know that faith is your foundation, with a whole lot of love and a warm conversation. But don't forget to pray, just making it strong where you belong. And we're living in the love of a common people, smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling. Gonna love it just as much as she can, and she can. Yes, we're living in the love of a common people, smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to.
Love of the Common People, Paul Young, 1967, was UK number two. And I'm playing it for Paul's birthday, which was on the 17th of January. Although this song was released before Where I Lay My Hat, and come back and say it took a release after they made the charts to make this song take off. Well, this is one of my favourites. Do you like this one?
Yeah, yeah, that's one of my favourites as well. Yeah. I Love the Common People.
And he was born in Luton. It's not far. We can absorb him.
It is Essex, isn't it? It's Bedfordshire, but it's so close to Essex.
And he was an apprentice at the Vauxhall car plant before breaking into the music industry. Thank God he did. He toured as keyboard player and guitarist with the band Tight Fit.
Yeah.
Famed for the Lion Sleeps Tonight. Oh, very good.
I'm Wim away.
The video was Wim away now. I always play that when I'm quite annoyed about the trophy hunters. So that's my go-to. He was also front man in a number of bands: Cat Call, Cool Cat, The Cool Cats, yep. Street Band, and Los Pacaminos. And he loves to cook. Did you see him on MasterChef?
No, I don't watch a lot of cookery programs, mainly because I just don't cook. And I don't watch any of the cookery programs.
But he was really good at that. He was on MasterChef and Hell's Kitchen. And he spent 6 months cooking professionally after he finished that in a local restaurant.
Oh, didn't know that. There you go.
Yep. And in recent months, he's published his autobiography, Take a Piece of Me With You. And he has also got engaged to fiance Lorna, and the couple share their home with three pet cats and what else?
Well, they've got a couple of kids, haven't they?
Snake.
Oh, snake! Oh, no.
I don't know. No, I don't, no. I think snakes were... when I was in the jungle, I wasn't happy. No, not snakes.
Snakes and the spider... You know, people have the tarantulas. I think they're probably the worst two pets.
Snakes?
Yeah, snakes or a tarantula.
Yeah.
I know you can have the lizardy things, and I'll probably be okay with those, but...
Yeah, they're not too bad.
No, not a spider. Or definitely not a snake.
Friendly. Yeah, I've held one of those. Oh. It's the spider, that tarantula.
They're fluffy as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're little fluffies. Ah. But I do love spiders. I mean, I won't kill them. You know, save them. And we'll resume his 40th anniversary Behind the Lens tour around Europe in February. I think he's doing this tour where he's just chatting. He's not performing. So he's chatting to people and they're asking him about his career. Yeah. And you met him, didn't you, Tom?
Yeah, I met him. Lovely chap. He was at the Bremer Festival a few years back, and they had an 80s theme thing going, and quite a few people, Toya, and there was loads of 80s.
Toya's lovely, I worked with her.
And it was really good, yeah, he's a lovely fellow. And you know when you meet some of these people backstage, you never know what they're going to be like. And
no.
Some are, you know, lovely, and some are not so nice. But
yeah, like me, I'm positively vile.
You're fabulous.
Thanks. But I met him. Oh, my God, I was so excited. I can't remember which show it was either. The Two Ronnies he was performing on or Les Dawson. And I remember because I was going in to do some sketches and he was performing then. I went, oh, my God, it's Paul Young. I was really excited. I mean, because he's just such a good singer. And everyone still loves Paul Young.
Yeah, and he looks exactly the same.
He does. He hasn't aged.
No. You just think he's like stepped straight out.
Like someone else I know.
Just like you.
Not that I fed you that.
You posted a picture online with me with hair, with like that wig.
I know, I did.
Everyone keeps looking at it and going, who's that? Is that you? I was going, yeah, that's me. Like, are you wearing a wig?
But you told everyone, you just shave your hair off, but you let it grow.
That's what it's like, au naturel.
Au naturel. Okay. Oh, let's play a Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris number next. We Found Love.
Still waiting on the feeling I just can't deny.
Love, Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris, 2011, written by Calvin Harris, and I'm playing it for Calvin's birthday, which was on the 17th of Jan. He's a record producer, singer, songwriter. I mean, he's with every. I think he's done duets with everyone, hasn't he?
Calvin Harris, yeah. As I say, yeah, he's got the residency at the moment.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about his residency. Yeah. Where's this?
It's in America, in Vegas, and... He was moaning a little bit. That kind of takes a bit of his creativity away, but he's still signed up for another year. Yeah, I think a lot of people, especially with that particular track, they like to team up because it kind of, a lot of these team ups kind of guarantee you some sort of chart success. You've kind of got, you know, the more people are in the song.
Well, especially if it's with Calvin Harris, because he seems to have a hit with every single one he's had a duet with.
There's two big names there, Rihanna, off her original album. So it was a big track. It was one of his better tracks for definitely.
And because we were chatting off air about Las Vegas, why every everyone wants it. They must be paid a fortune if someone wants to have a residency.
Oh yeah, I mean, I was reading she's talking about gigs over in London or in England in the summer, but she's worth something like $200 million now. I mean,
whoa.
You know, since she's gone to Vegas and she's been doing her set over there.
I want to go to Vegas. Shall I try singing?
I went to Vegas. I didn't watch any of the shows. Strangely enough, I was probably too young. I was out in the casinos. But I'd love to see a show in Vegas.
We went out there and just watched some of the main ones, and they're really good. But there's shows everywhere.
Yes, that's right.
You know, you just go to the hotels. Don't go anywhere else. Just go to the hotels, and that's it. But Calvin celebrated his 40th birthday, and he posted a shirtless photo on Instagram, prompting fans to say he is aging like fine wine. And his next performance on the 27th of January at the Pegasus Cup in Florida. And he's got other shows out later this year. But is he still at the at Las Vegas?
I believe so, yeah. I believe he's
well, once they go, they don't want to leave.
No. It's nice. It's an easy gig, isn't it?
You know these things.
I
know they're
myself.
Always asking for you, Tony. I think it's your Elvis impression.
Yeah. Someone did come up to me the other day when I was DJing, and they said, are you the Elvis DJ?
Bless.
And I said, it was not the same night. And I was like, yes, but that's a different night. And she said, are you dressing up as Elvis tonight? I said, no, it's just like a DJ night, you know, it's just a little night. And it was quite funny. I said, you need to come back a different night, like a karaoke night. She goes, could I have a photo then? She came in for a photo and then went.
When she had the photo, did you go,
yeah, I did in my head.
Play a Temptations number. This is Ain't Too Proud to Beg. I should have done that big photo.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, because you mean that much to me. If I have to cry to keep you,
was Ain't Too Proud to Beg, The Temptations, 1966. And I'm playing it for what would have been David Ruffin's birthday, which would have been on the 18th of January. And Smokey Robinson was the main songwriter for The Temptations at the time this track was written. And as a result, Robinson's song Get Ready was released ahead of this one. When Get Ready didn't meet expectations, Ain't Too Proud was released as a follow-up. And Whitfield became The Temptations. Oh, this displeased Norman Whitfield, but he became the regular producer and The Temptations took on a more funk-orientated sound. Well, I think they're great.
Yeah, they're great. And they got load of, there's load of, like, copy bands now. If you go to, you know, they've obviously got the shows as well, but when you travel around, you often get Temptations and tribute bands as well. I mean, they got a great back catalogue.
Yeah, they're brilliant. I mean, the Temptations, and they've been performing together in various lineups for over 60 years. They're currently touring the USA, and they had a show in town, didn't they? Was it Story from the Streets of Detroit to Rock and Roll Fame has been celebrated in the stage musical Ain't Too Proud.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Which finished its London run in the autumn last year, and the show is currently touring America. I missed that. Did you see that?
I didn't see it, no. And I've seen a lot of most of the West End shows. I would have loved to have seen it, but no, I haven't seen it. It had great write-ups and great reviews, so...
The music would have carried.
Well, maybe they'll bring it back.
Yeah. I mean, they do.
They do. It goes round and round. But if you've just joined us, you're listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Well, I should think we should give the Temptations a round of applause. Should we do that by playing the clapping song?
Why not?
Shirley Ellis.
As you sing this little song, my mother told me if I was lonely, and that she would find me a rubber dolly. My auntie told her I kissed a soldier. Now she won't find me a rubber dolly.
That was the clapping song, Shirley Ellis, 1965. Was UK number 6, and I'm playing it for what would have been Shirley Ellis's birthday, which would have been on the 19th of January. This was an instant hit, and it sold over 1 million copies and was awarded a gold disc. And the clapping song last appeared in the film. Do you know what film it was in?
No.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, yes, it was Ghostbusters. Yeah, the original.
Yeah, the original Ghostbusters. But the thing is, Tony and I are sitting here singing all the lyrics. And the lyrics are mad, aren't they?
Yeah.
369.
You can't really forget the lyrics.
Goose drank wine. Yeah. No, it's probably the only song I know all the lyrics to because it's so bizarre. But a great song, loved it.
It's like you'd sit there to write a song and think, right, I need some lyrics. I mean, how do you even get to those lyrics?
Well, she's probably gone 369. What rhymes with it? Oh, the goose drank wine. And the monkey, what was it? It's back on the streetcar line. What? What? That is some bizarre.
I don't know what they was drinking at the time.
No, they were...
Back in the day.
They were addicted to something. I'll tell you what, let's play Addicted to Love. Robert Palmer.
We'll be right back.
Addicted to Love, Robert Palmer. 1986 was UK number 5. And I'm playing it for what would have been Robert Palmer's birthday, which would have been on the 19th of January. The song became iconic for its video, which featured a group of identical-looking women playing musical instruments. It was such a good video, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was great videos back then as well, wasn't it?
They did, but they spent a lot of money on those videos. I mean, those videos cost fortunes, yeah. Whereas now...
They're just made on their phones.
really reasonable now when they play.
Yeah, just make it a lakeside and that's it. You know.
Yeah, there's not many that they spend money, but then, back in the day, they used to spend, like, millions on pop promos. And he also won, Robert Palmer also won MTV's Best Male Video Award in 1986 for this. I think that's well deserved.
Yeah, yeah. MTV was obviously because of the videos that they made, how it would lift tracks from, you know, the videos themselves would catapult tracks to the charts.
But they were just brilliant. I mean, if you look at, like, Michael Jackson's Thriller and things like that, they're epics.
Yeah, I mean, I remember staying up, millions of people stayed up late to watch that because it came on after The Watershed, so everyone had to wait up really late at night for it to be released in the UK. Fantastic.
It's things you remember, like, as a kid. And Robert was also a member of the band Power Station. Do you know, Tony, who else was in that?
John Taylor and his brother Andy Taylor.
From Duran Duran.
Yeah, from Duran Duran.
Correct. And the drummer was?
From Chic, Tony Thompson.
Correct. Oh, you are a little font of knowledge. Okay.
Chocolate font.
I don't know how we know. That's what first came into your mind, was it?
The chocolate, yeah.
The chocolate. Okay, let's play a Dolly Parton number. This is 9 to 5.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in. The tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
5, Dolly Parton, 1980, playing it for Dolly's birthday, which was on the 19th of January. It spawned a hit stage musical and TV sitcom with Dolly's sister, Rachel Dennison, in the lead role of Doralee Rhodes. And the series ran from 82 to 88. And Dolly, for the first time, took her to number one for the first time in the USA on the Billboard Hot 100 and Hot Country chart, and won a 2 Grammys and an Oscar nomination. And the title of the film of the same name, which Dolly made her screen debut in 1980 alongside Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. And you've seen the show as well, the 9 to 5. And Bonnie Langford was in it.
Yeah,
did you see it with Bonnie in it?
Yeah, I saw it with Bonnie in it. She's fantastic. It was a great show. It really is a great show. And the Hoff was in it as well.
I saw the Hoff. He was in Panto with Biggins in Southend. And that's where you went to see Panto this year.
It's amazing. I love
he's
Panto.
He's a lovely bloke. I mean, just really nice. Very genuine, nice, lovely.
He's about like 25 foot tall. He's massive.
He is tall.
It's like unbelievable. But great. So the stage show is fantastic. If no one's seen it, it's definitely one to put on the list because it comes across from the film to stage really well. So it's really good.
But didn't you say that? They left the Hoff dangling.
Yeah, there's a scene where they kind of lift him up and he gets caught up and they lift him up on the final. He's like hanging from his legs and then the curtain comes down and that's the part one kind of, and everyone goes and gets a drink, like, you know, and when you come back and the curtain goes up and that's where they've left him.
He's still dangling.
Funny,
yeah. Oh, that's a good laugh.
I wonder
if that happened accidentally and then they kept it in, or do they...
So I couldn't remember if it was in the film. I can't remember. Brilliant.
When Dolly recorded this, she used her fake fingernails to tap out the rhythm of the song when she was writing it. And they sounded like a typewriter, so she gave them a credit on the album, Nails by Dolly. She's got a great sense of humour. And she's a prolific songwriter, and she also wrote two of her biggest hits, Jolene and I Will Always Love You, which was used in her second film, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, which I did on stage. So I played Miss Mona. and she recorded, it was her song, I Will Always Love You, before Whitney.
Yes.
Because I always thought to start with that it was Whitney's number, but
yeah,
it was actually...
Yeah, she wrote it.
Yeah. So, that was great moments. And she's just a... You cannot not listen to Dolly. And she's just a huge... I mean, and she's done so much over here now, hasn't she?
Yeah, that's a requested song I get as well when I'm DJing. Often people always like to... Especially the girls always put 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
You know.
Yeah. What are the ones that are popular?
The Jolene comes up quite a bit. I mean, she's Miley Cyrus's godmother, isn't she? So Miley Cyrus done a version of Jolene as well. They got the link on that as well. 9 to 5 is one of those songs we were talking about earlier on.
But what about other songs, not Dolly's songs?
Oh, blimey. All sorts. M People.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, love her. Yeah. We're playing one of her later. Yeah, next.
It was her birthday the other day, wasn't it? The singer from that.
Yeah. That's why I'm playing it. She's a mate. I love her. She's a friend. She used to go out with Louise. Like, they used to walk the dogs together.
Heather
and everything.
Small.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
I met her. She was wearing a gold cat jumpsuit at the time.
It
was.
Yeah, she's got a great figure.
Great voice.
Oh no, great voice. Absolutely, she's one of my favourite singers. Absolutely brilliant. So, should we move on up to that now? Let's move on up, M People.
Why not?
From the devil's cup, you broke my heart. There's no way back. Move right out of here, baby. Go on, pack your bags. Just who do you think you are? Stop acting like some kind of star. Just who do you think you are? Take it like a man, baby. If that's what you are, cause I'm moving on, though. You're moving on. Has walked in space, but you can't even find my place. There ain't nothing you can do, cause I've had enough of me, baby, being part of you. Just who do you think you are? This time you've gone too far.
People, 1993 was M People's biggest hit. It's UK number two, and I'm playing it for lead singer Heather Small's birthday, which was yesterday, the 20th of January. And also, this song hit the headlines when Liz Truss on to it at the 2020 Conservative conference before her speech.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Which is fine because moving on. Yeah. Up. Yeah, you think yeah, that's a good. But then the lyrics. We're a bit unfortunate because it says, you've done me wrong, your time is up, you took a sip from the devil's cup, you broke my heart, there's no way back, move right out of here, baby, and go on, pack your bags.
Yeah, and you get the sack.
And Liz did very soon after. Oh, dear. But the band was... Oh, and actually, I remember, because I think I spoke, they were actually really angry that the Conservatives used it, because...
Yeah, quite a lot of that goes on.
Well, Heather's son was a Labour councillor in Bayswater.
Doesn't
she
help,
was
it?
Not a happy bunny.
Yeah.
So, but she's such a lovely person, and we met her at a charity do. She was raising money, and not everyone knows, but she is a real big supporter of charities, and she's recently been made ambassador for Smile Train, a charity supporting young and old with cleft palate problems. I mean, that is, like, you see those ads on television.
Yeah.
So sorry for those kids.
Yeah.
That with the cleft.
And it's not an easy fix. It's just money that they're short of.
Yeah, so surgery. Well done, Heather, for
and
that.
She's titchy, isn't she? She's really, I mean, I'm short, but she's really short. She's shorter than me.
Is she?
Yeah. I mean, when she's not got those massive, great big heels on either.
Yeah, she's not small. Tall.
I should have put my heels on, shouldn't I?
And she also appeared on Bargain Hunt. Is Rick Wakeman.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so that's a combination. He came to see me with Rachel in my panto this year.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he loved it. Yeah, bless him. Yeah, he's lovely, Rick. So, and Heather's next concert is at Chester Cathedral on the 16th of February. And she's also performing at Indigo at the O2 on the 23rd of March, prior to which she will be performing at Dubai Marina in the United Arab Emirates. She gets around.
Yeah, that'd be good. If people haven't seen her, definitely worth watching.
Oh, my gosh, she's so good.
Great vocalist.
We love Heather.
Yes.
Okay. And she's not shy.
Yeah, and she's not that small.
You're going to get in trouble for that. Okay. Let's play Tusha. Catch a Cuckoo.
Strong.
Too Shy, Kashagoogoo, 1983, and I'm playing it for the drummer's birthday, Jez Strode, which was on the 17th of January. And despite frequent live performances and airplay of their first single, Fear Machine and Animal Instinct, by John Peel on his radio show, the band failed to secure a record deal until 1982, when Christopher Hamill, otherwise known as Limahl, joined the band as their new lead singer. And Limahl just happened to know a certain Nick Rhodes of Duran Duran fame, and a record deal soon followed with the band renaming as Kashagoogoo.
Yeah, weird name. But he, as I said earlier, he had that look, didn't he? The kind of, I mean, they all had mullets back then, but then they had the highlights and they kind of, I suppose when they put it together, they put the image together as well and then took off.
Yeah, yeah, it was all about image, and like Duran Duran wearing the makeup and everything. But Duran Duran, I mean, actually it helped them take off. And it's possibly a case of not what you know, but who you know.
I wonder how they come across the name, Kashagoogoo.
I know, what was that?
Something we'll have to look up later.
Yeah, should we look that up?
Yeah, we'll do it in the...
Kashagoogoo, it must mean something.
Yeah.
Maybe it's what babies say, goo-goo, goo-goo. Okay, let's play a Black Box number. This is Ride On Time.
Gonna get up, gonna get up, gonna get up. Gonna get up. We'll be right back.
was Ride On Time, Black Box, 1989. It was the biggest selling single in the UK in 1989. I'm playing it in memory of my friend Lorraine Boxall, who passed away recently, and I went to her funeral. And she was absolutely mad, but loved by everyone. And the church was packed outside of the church. There was just so many people turned up. And they brought the coffin in to this song.
That's mad, isn't it?
I know, it was mad.
But good.
And brilliant. And the vicar, he said, I don't usually wear this. They've got him to put a Darmonte collar, dog collar. You know? But it was a really, really, you know, great tribute to her. So I'm playing that in memory of her. And but a little about the song. Black Box was basically a team of music producers who created this track by editing the raw vocals from Lolita Holloway's song Love Sensation and mixing them over a high energy dance track. And French model Catherine Quinol mimed to the song in the video, which caused a bit of a problem with the lip syncing as she couldn't speak English, which threw the timing out. However, her striking looks made the record a success. But Lolita Holloway, who took legal action, eventually got a credit as the singer. But you've got a bit more on this, haven't you?
Yeah, the clip was unlicensed, so the clip itself was unlicensed that they used, and the copyright owners took the court, and then so it made them remove it, and then they brought in Heather Small, who was talking about earlier.
That's why I like the song so much.
And she vocaled over it, and then later became the voice when they went out and toured. But yeah, there's if you get different versions of the record, you'll have two different credits of the vocals.
So Heather Small was on. We don't know what was that, Lolita or Heather.
So that's
we don't know which one.
No, it doesn't say on okay. Nowadays. On
interesting music. Yeah, because it sounds like Heather Small.
Yes,
I mean it's that sort of.
Yeah, this version is Heather Small that you played just then.
No, but yeah. You'd say that anyway, Tone, wouldn't you? Thanks, Tone.
Two Heathers.
Thanks, Tone. And the French model. Why would they? So they've got a French model who can't speak English. And the dog is out. But talking about French, guess what's on tonight? Could it be? Elle.
Yes.
It's on Yesterday Channel from 8 o'clock. So we've got Long Distance Duck. I think they've changed the title because I'm sure it was Long Distance Dick.
It might well. No. You never know nowadays.
Yeah. The General's Conference, René under an assumed nose. Oh, that was funny. And the confusion of generals. Oh, Von Flockenstaffen must be.
Oh, I don't know if I can even say that. I would just mess that right up.
No, because it was actually Ken Morley's birthday this week, and he used to play Reg Holdsworth in Corrie.
Yeah, that's right.
But he also played General Von Flockenstaffen very well. I mean, he was. Like really camping this and just brilliant. And I love Ken. I did a tour with him and he's bonkers as well. Okay, let's play a Billy Ocean number. This is When the Going Gets Tough.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going.